Symbolism and Art Nouveau. File number 11. The symbolist movement is a trend that reacted against the values of materialism and pragmatism, particular to industrial society, restoring inner seeking and universal truth, choosing a spirituality often close to religious stances, advocating an art with a poetic content. The symbolist artists found parallel support among the writers. In Spain, the literary proposals were to be taken from the authors belonging to the generation of 98. In Galicia, the literature by Valle-Inclán was to exert a considerable influence on the art of his contemporaries. In the field of sculpture, Rodin was the nearest to such an approach, and in painting, the school of Pont-Aven went along these lines. Along with Gauguin, one of the first artists to be linked to this school was Émile Bernard, who cultivated a highly personal style of flat colours, perfectly demarcated in silhouettes, known as Croissonisme, due to its formal similitude with Croissonné enamel work, a pictorial technique that the Hernández brothers were to apply directly to enamelling. Symbolism was to lead to a style that became widespread in Europe at the turn of the 20th century, Art Nouveau. In 1895, the art collector and dealer, Siegfried Bing, opened up an art gallery in Paris that he called Art Nouveau. The aesthetic proposals appearing in his rooms had such an impact and influence on the artists of the day that the name of the establishment began to denote the style of an era. The restoration movement of applied arts, put forward by the English Arts and Crafts School, found a great promoter in Bing. Art Nouveau drew together artists of a wide range of disciplines who were followers of this new philosophy that promoted the fusion of the plastic with the applied arts. Bing promoted workshops in furnishing, ceramics, and jewellery in his eagerness to create quality objects for the public at large. The peak of his career came at the World Exhibition in Paris in 1900. The Art Nouveau Pavilion was extraordinarily successful. Public and museums from around the world flocked to admire and acquire his works.